on what's been a very, very big week at that club. Chris, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
No worries, boys. I've just got the mask on, so let me know if it's a bit too muffled.
Take it off. You must have really been enjoying the last 2 minutes that you've heard of just absolute nonsense, whinging.
No, you're on fire.
Dribble.
You're on fire. Sounds good. I don't mind a bit of relaxed talk. We might need a bit of that around this time.
So take us through the week, Chris. From your point of view, we can only imagine it's been a tough one.
Yeah, well, I think it's one of those ones where you go through a bit of an emotional roller coaster. Any legend of the club that calls time, and you know that time is coming, in 3 weeks or 4 weeks, then it's been a big part of not only my career so far personally as a coach, but obviously a huge part of where Hawthorn is today. It's obviously going to be a pretty emotional time for all involved. The challenge is today to try and brush that off, and as you said before, try and do what we can control, and that is play a good brand of footy today against a top four team.
How do you refocus a playing group where, from all reports, a senior group and Ben McAvoy, the captain, had to go and have a chat to the powers that be at the club to say, unfortunately, this situation is just not going to be tenable, and that would have been really tough on him as a man that we know loves Chris Fagan and Alistair Clarkson, and they've got a tremendous connection, like all the players do, with Clarko. That's not an easy thing to have to be able to do, and probably should never have been in that situation. In your role, how do you go about making sure now that those guys refocus on the job at hand today?
Yeah, well, I mean, my role specifically is to coach the defenders in the back half. So, I think that you probably need to allow the playing group to let it absorb and to actually not shy away from the emotions. If you try and block it out and sweep it under the rug, then you don't want it to pour out at the wrong time. So, we encourage the guys to be able to take the information in, absorb it, and if you're feeling flat about it, then it's okay. We just have to deal with it as best as what we can and as quickly as we can, because as we know, this game comes around so quickly from week to week. We need to get ready and prepare for a game. So in terms of the back half and the defenders, we've come together and tried to reset and refocus and narrow our focus on the things that we can control today, and got a few KPIs in mind that we wanted to achieve. So that will be our focus today. We want to play a pretty tough brand of footy against a forward line that is really damaging. So we're going to have our work cut out for us. There's no doubt. But I think there's one thing that they're really keen to do is atone for a pretty disappointing performance last week. There's no better way to do it than in Tassie, sunny Tassie, and against a quality opposition.
How's Sam Mitchell feeling in all this? I mean, there's been so much talk about the duo, and a lot has been about Alistair Clarkson this week, but it must have been pretty rough on Sam too.
Yeah, well, that is the disappointing part of it, I guess. There is that exciting element that Sam will step into that role next year, and sort of been a bit of a whirlwind for him, no doubt, last couple of weeks. So a bit of a baptism of fire, but that's okay. He's a pretty resilient character. We rally around him, and we give the support to Clarko as well. And I think he's a strong enough character to try and push through these things and deal with it in his own way.
Now, this might seem a ridiculous idea, but is it possible that to start implementing his game plan from today? Why waste another week?
No, that hasn't been spoken about. I think the one thing that we will focus on is this next block of games. We've got four games remaining, and we believe in the style that we've ingrained in the playing group so far, and Clarko is going to coach that to the best of his ability, and we're going to coach it to the best of our ability. So I think at this phase of the year, we trust the system that's in place, and some of these guys can couple that with some real effort and grunt around the contest. I think we'll be in games. I think we've found that we have been in games a lot of this year, and we've just had a really disappointing quarter that's let us down and really opened up the scoreboard again. So, we'll as I said, the contest today is going to be crucial, and especially in that midfield, their midfield is red hot. So, we'll have our work cut out for us, and hopefully get some good looks going forward.
Nui, that's your kind way of saying, Coons, your question was ridiculous.
Yes,
so, well done, Nui. But on to today's game. Facing Brisbane, you know, top four contender. You mentioned the midfield, but also in the front half, they've had a stack of inside 50 entries across the season and some real tall, functional targets up there that will give you your back some headaches. What do you see as the main threats, but how can you quell and get some positivity out of your own game style to give yourself a chance?
Yeah, well, I think we're going to have a workout out for us. They're number one for inside 50s. We want to really try and focus on the entries inside 50s, not so much the number. If they get a high volume of inside 50s, then we probably expect that. They're a group that takes a lot of territory, and once they get their opportunity, they'll try and pierce inside 50 and not only hit up targets, but they do send a deep ball in and try and challenge it with their tall timber up forward. So they've got a couple of methods in which they use going inside 50, and I think if our backs stay connected today and help each other and try and negate the amount of 1v1s or limit the amount of 1v1 contests that we're in today, that'll be our focus. I think last week we left it to too few, and we had too many guys competing in 1v1 contests, which is not how we want to defend. We want to try and help each other out as much as we can. So it's going to be a difficult task, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Now, I like one, Nui. DGB, Denver Granger Barras. I like how he operates. I like the hyphen. Tell us a little bit about him and the future that lies ahead, this young man.
Yeah, he's a different cat, Denver. I really like it. He brings another personality within the group. I think the group really need that. And I'm just watching him at the moment. He's kicking some goals from the boundary, which I'll go over and I'll clip him for that. That's not his go. He just needs to put the fist through the footy and fly at contests. I've loved the way he goes about it. He's a real fierce competitor and reads the ball really well, helps his teammates, and works hard at his craft. He's had to wait a fair while. He's had a couple of little setbacks in his first year, but the group have really embraced the way he goes about it. And, I've loved working with him so far. Hopefully, he continues that pattern for the rest of the year.
You mentioned that the defenders want to get over and help spoil and intercept and help each other out, not leave each other one-on-one, but you've got to start on a man. So who starts on McStay, Joe Danaher and Charlie Cameron, the big three for Brisbane?
Well, that's half of their forward. I don't know if I can give you all those details.
Well, I've got to do matchups later on, so if you tell me now,
basically, Chris Newman, Adam Cooney's trying to get you to do his job for him, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, wow. We'll have some suitable matchups for those guys.
That's no good. That is no help to me at all.
We'll have some suitable matchups. So I don't want to avoid that question totally, but don't want to give you too much, Stu. But I think the one thing that we do have at the moment is flexibility. We've got Frosty, who can play tall and small. He's had a pretty good season for us, Frosty, and we've got flexibility there if there is any what ifs throughout the game. We'll see how we line up, and as I said, hopefully it's a team defense and not just those 1v1 contests.
Speaking to Chris Newman from the Hawthorn Footy Club, just on Frosty, and I do say this with absolute respect because you're right, he does a lot of things really, really well, and his one-on-one stuff's fantastic. Has there been a discussion at any point with Sam Frost where the license to kick might have been revoked or even just thinking about that possible revocation?
I love Frosty. Yep. I love everything that he brings to our group. He's a fierce competitor and one of the best 1v1 contest defenders that we have in our back half. And the one thing that I've tried to do with working with Frosty the last couple of years is just embrace his strengths. And then obviously some of the other things we can work on in the background. But I love the way he attacks the game. I love the way and the ferocity in which he goes about contests. And, there might be the odd occasion where he does turn the ball over, but I'll tell you, he, he would negate three or four the other way. So, yeah, I'll deal with a few of those turnovers if they come, if we're getting the defensive efforts that he brings.
You've done this beautifully well. One last curly one to finish off with Chris Newman. We think that you're going to be a man in demand. Do the events of this year at Hawthorne change your career path? Are you more inclined to stay or leave? Or has this had an impact on you that would have you wanting to maybe look elsewhere? Or are you okay with what's been going on and comfortable?
Oh, no, I'm comfortable. I love this club and I love the assistants, assistant coaches, the people that are involved, despite what everyone might think internally. Been a few reports about some, assistants perhaps having some heated arguments in front of playing groups. It's just not true. We're a well-connected unit inside the four walls. And as I said, it is a family club and I do love my time here. So, I don't know about that. That side of things. What I do know is that I do love the club and I love being a part of it. So I look forward to what the future might bring.
Last one before we let you go, Newey. Where do you reckon Clarko will coach next year?
I was waiting for another curly one there. Good timing there. you want me to answer that? No.
Yeah, that'd be great.
No. I think he's said publicly that he's going to take this time with his beautiful family to work out what he wants to do. I honestly, from the bottom of my heart, wish him all the best with whatever he has to do, because it's had a huge impact on the way I go about coaching and the way I go about life. I wish him all the best with when that time comes. But that time isn't yet. We've got a job to do today.
Hey, Chris, good luck with that. Just want to say, in all seriousness, thank you for fronting up today. It's not easy to be one of the first people to front up after the week that the club has had and what's transpired. So for you to jump on the phone today to be able to have to answer the questions, we really do appreciate it, mate. Thank you so much and good luck today.
No worries at all, guys. Cheers.